Jim Tressel or Ryan Day, who would you prefer to play for?
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes from the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Friday, June the 10th in the year 2022, and today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. You see him. He's here on the screen with us once again. If you're not watching via YouTube, you can hear his voice here shortly. Jeff Hunt from the Jeff Needs Sports Podcast, the Jeff Needs Help Podcast, as I need help figuring out what Jeff is going, what shows Jeff is on. He's so busy. He's on OTBN365 as well. Jeff Hunt is back, and we have an exciting topic for everyone today.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun, Jay. I can't believe I'm lucky enough to be on for this episode. I don't know if you know what you're getting yourself in for, but this is going to be an exciting one.
You heard at the top of the show, it is a Jim Tressel, Ryan Day comparison. If you were here last year, you remember Jeff and I did a Ryan Day, Urban Meyer comparison. That was a fun show. But this is different. You bring up Jim Tressel to Ohio State fans, there's not just an appeal and a love for him for what he did on the field, but the way he conducts himself even after he's coaching is one of those ways. He does it in a way that everybody still loves him. I'm gonna say everybody. I don't want to say everyone still loves him. Most people still love him. A comparison of these two coaches, Ryan Day entering year four as a full-time head coach at Ohio State. Jim Tressel spent 10 years at Ohio State after doing a lot of winning at Youngstown State. These two gentlemen together, comparing them, they both have done phenomenal things in the first three years at Ohio State. So this comparison might be a little bit trickier than some people think, Jeff.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, it's here. My first thought about this was these coaches are basically 10 years apart, you know, as when they one left and one started Ohio State. But the way college football is and the way modern football is, it feels like they coach two different sports. That was my takeaway. Like it's not the same playing field as when Tressel got to Ohio State as compared to what Ryan Day is dealing with now. It's really something different.
Not only is it different as far as college football, well, you have Tressel ball, which some people love, some people dislike. Then you have the Ryan Day way, which is Haskins throwing for 50 touchdowns, Justin Fields doing phenomenal things, CJ Stroud being a finalist for the Heisman. There's two different forms of offense, but I still think the philosophy is the same. Do what's needed to win. The difference between the two up front. Now, at the end, Jeff and I are going to tell you who we would prefer to play for. But I think one difference between Day and Tressel right now, before I go into some accolades about them, is Jeff Ryan Day had never been a head coach at any level before. Yeah, he spent time at the NFL. Yeah, he spent time at Ohio State before becoming the head man in the program. But he had no time. He had not been a man to call the shots at any program. Jim Tressel did a lot of winning at Youngstown State, yeah. And he quickly knew how to change a program, get people to believe in what he was preaching. And he did that very quickly when he was in Columbus, and from 7-5 to winning the Natty, that's a good change right there.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, and it's one of the best hires, and I'm not just saying this as a Ohio State fan, but it was one of the best hires in college football history because it was tricky because, again, Ohio State was a really, really good program, and yet there was this sense of hopelessness, and Tressel steps in. And he took, you know, the talent that was there and, you know, especially, you know, some of the incoming talent. And he took it up a notch and he taught them I don't know how else to say it. He taught them how to win. He taught them how to believe in themselves, the mental toughness that he brought. You know, you can't overstate enough the excitement of that. You know, he's at the Buckeyes basketball game that spring after he gets hired. And he says, you're going to be real proud of us next year in Ann Arbor. Like he went at Michigan day one. And that was what, at that point, I know it's hard to imagine now after the last 20 years of, you know, Big Ten football, but there was a time when that meant everything to Ohio State fans. And we're like, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know who this dude is, this this sweet look at grandpa, you know, ish type guy, but he just threw down the gauntlet and he backed it up. You know, he beats Michigan the next year with a backup quarterback. And then, the rest is history. You know, he has a national championship within like 18 months after he's got hired. It's just, you can't explain what that felt like for Buckeye Nation at the time. It's just irreplaceable.
No, you can't. No, you can't at all. One of my favorite things about Jim Tressel, as well as Urban Meyer, is that they understand, or they understood in Tressel's past tense, but Ryan Day present, they understand what it meant to be a Buckeye. They understood the program. And Ryan Day quickly realized this is not your everyday regular program. This is not a program where you can just come in a Tennessee, sorry, Volunteer fans, you guys are not what you used to be, or a USC, because they have had a lot of misfortune, or it's not a USC. You know, if you go back to the 70s and 60s, that's a program right there where it's like, yeah, you get it. But USC's made a lot of failures in coaching, which it makes me wonder, like, do they realize what their brand actually means to the sport of college football? Florida? Yeah, you guys have had some good times, but outside of Urban Meyer and Steve Spurrier, where has that program pride been? Where have you guys made those hires and consistently been the program that Ohio State is? Ryan Day understood. He realized quickly, this isn't your everyday program. The standard here is pretty, pretty high. It's a lofty standard. And Ryan Day said, well, I'm going to come and be the head man, falling a future Hall of Famer and Urban Meyer. And if I mess this thing up, I might be up out of town after 2 years. He quickly realized he's lasted more than 2 years. Will he get to 5 or 6? I don't know. But based off the changes we saw after last season with the coaches and some other things going on internally in the program, I think Ryan Day is making a lot of right moves.
Yeah, well, and Ryan Day is doing a lot of things. What it appears that Ryan Day understands is college football is a 1 year sport right now. You are not guaranteed to even have the same quarterback or running back or any of the starters the year after this. Like that is where we're at in college football. And it's fine. It's just the evolution of it. There's nothing we can do. I mean, you've done several shows about it. You know, people can go back and listen to those, but he's coaching a different world as to where Tressel, like, I just remember, you know, a guy coming in like Terrell Pryor comes in. We didn't think about losing Terrell Pryor until at least 3 years in. So we're like, okay, here's this one of the best athletes in the country we've got for 3 years. It didn't cross your mind that he would go to, you know, Texas the next year or LSU the next year, or that we would get a quarterback like Justin Fields through the portal. Like that literally didn't exist then. So it was Tressel was like, okay, get my guys in here, teach them my way, give them a couple years. They will mature, you know, into really great football players. Day is dealing with, okay, this is the team I have starting, you know, the 2022 season. I cannot worry about the players on the field for 2023. It's a completely different universe than what Tressel was dealing with. And I admire both. I mean, I admire both their techniques. I admire, you know, both their takes on it, but the sudden changes and things that, you know, Day has to make, and Days are all in the public too. Tressel, after he wins that 0-2 championship, he is not allowed, but he didn't really get questioned on anything he did. He could stick with this offensive coordinator, this defensive coordinator, and the teams played very well. There was no reason to question it. As to where now with Day, it's like, hey, you just went to a national championship game the next year. You know, you had a really good team, but not good enough. So it's you need to get this thing turned around or hit the bricks in year four of having an excellent team. You know, Tressel was never under that kind of fire, but he was coming off of the Cooper years. The expectations were just different. As good as, you know, John Cooper's record was, Tressel had a much longer leash than Ryan Day is going to get at Ohio State. Totally different pressure on him.
BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money. When using Rock Auto, why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. We are here with Jeff Hunt from the Off the Ball Network, the host of the Jeff Needs Sports and the Jeff Needs Help podcast. Also, you can see him on OTBN 365 as well. A very, very, very busy man. And we're talking about two guys that are very busy. They were very busy winning while at Ohio State. One currently there in Ryan Day. Jim Tressel, formerly there. More of a comparison show today to discuss who we would prefer to play for. And so we've done a little pre-work or a little discussion preliminary about these two men, but what do their resumes say about them? And man, Tressels, oh my goodness, I got this written down and I got a notebook here. I still do things by hand, buddy. And
it's way better than people think.
106-22 is Jim Tressel's record while at Ohio State. I am including those wins and losses that were vacated from the 2010 season. Winning percentage of, he won 82.8% of his games over a 10-year span. Can we just let that sink in for a little bit? Like, I marveled at Urban Meyer's record, win-loss record percentage last year. He won 100 games in 100-plus games, only 22 losses in 10 years.
He went to 3 national championship games.
02, in 10 years. 06, and 07, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe it was an 08, whatever. No, it was.
06 and 07.
It's still insane. It's absolutely insane the things that this man did while in Columbus. Bowl record of 6-4. 10 years, 6-4 bowl record. He was in the bowl game every single year. Conference titles, he won 6. He won a conference title in 02, and then he won 6 straight between 05 and 09. Like, it absolutely insane. 10 consensus All-Americans. I'm going to rattle some of these names off for you. Before I do that, I'm going to mention he won 3 Coach of the Year awards in 02, AFCA Coach of the Year, Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year, the Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year award all in 02. It's insane. But 10 consensus All-Americans. 01, LaCharles Bentley. Forgot about that name. 02 and 04, Mike Nugent. 02, Mike Doss. 02, Mike Wehelm. I always butcher that name. 03, Will Allen. 04 and 05, A.J. Hawk. 06, 07, and 08, James Laurinaitis. 06, Quinn Pitcock. 08, Malcolm Jenkins. Oh, yeah, he's a College Football Hall of Famer as well. He got inducted in 2015. Remember, his last year in Columbus was the 2010 season. Tattoo Gate was still there. It was a thing. And that's Jim Tressel's resume. Go to Ryan Day's resume. He's done a lot in 3 years. Plus, he won 3 games in the 18 season when Urban Meyer was suspended, and 34-4 over. This man's only lost 4 games in 3 years. Like, Jeff and I are really picky, and we are very hard on the coach at Ohio State. He's only lost 4 games.
We're spoiled brats, Jay. We're spoiled brats.
89.5% winning percentage while at Ohio State. 2-2 in bowl games. I have to remind everybody, a playoff game is a bowl game. The national championship game is technically a bowl game. So 2-2 in bowl games, 2 conference championships in 2019 and 2020, 4 consensus All-Americans, Wyatt Davis in 19 and in 20, Jeff Okuda in 2019, as well as Chase Young during the same season. And then 2020, Sean Wade as well. In 2019, he won the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Now imagine, Jeff, before I turn it over to you, you give Ryan Day 10 years. I, being a little hypothetical and speculating right now, I venture he wins at least one national championship. It's also what I hope. But I, based on this track record, I bet he's going to win at least one national championship. He's going to go to another. So he'll have 3, just like Tressel will have 3 times in a 10-year span. But, buddy, man, the conference championships and the consensus All-Americans with the way Ryan Day's recruiting, buddy, Tressel had 10 in 4 years. Some of those guys had multi-year times that were consensus All-Americans. Ryan Day could have multiple quarterbacks, multiple running backs, multiple linebackers, hopefully multiple DBs. Recruiting is so well, and I do believe he's going to really do a phenomenal job of developing young men the same way, Jeff, Jim Tressel did.
Oh, yeah, I would that's a big difference. I would say Ryan Day, as far as the recruiting, you know, gets much better players than, you know, Tressel recruited. Tressel, you know, he built a fence around Ohio, which was really important. And in it, again, this all worked. Neither of these didn't work. I would say that Tressel would have fared better in the playoff era. Out of his 10 seasons, he only finished out of the top 10 twice, and one was his first season. I mean, the guy killed it, you know. So if he could have gotten the playoffs, you didn't want to play Jim Tressel in a big game. Like he was a really good, like his teams were just so prepared and ready at the end of the season. You know, he would have fared really well in this modern thing. But of course, he didn't play the Big Ten championship. You know, another thing we forgot to mention, Tressel only lost to Michigan once, which was a big loss. It actually cost us should have been a back to back trip to the national championship game. That's such a forgotten loss, because we're coming off, just basically forgave him because of the 2002 national championship. But 2003, all that, they beat Michigan, they're in. We were the better team that day, but they, you know, things happen. Then that was the last time he lost to them. But it's just such a different world. But what Ryan Day's on track to do now is really impressive, you know, because he does have to deal with the playoffs. He does have to deal with the Big Ten championship game. So he's going to get more chances at these big games. The players that he's bringing in are just off the charts. That is something that we didn't see during Tressel's era. It wasn't. But recruiting was different too, because a lot of times, like early commits, they used to, like, you know, back in the day, they really didn't factor those in your recruiting watch. So, like, a lot of times Ohio State, everybody would be like, oh, why are they so low in the recruiting? Well, because a guy like A.J. Hawk might have committed when he was a sophomore, nobody even talked about it. So it's a little different now compared to what Day's dealing with, you know, when they sign these guys. But again, it's two different worlds. But I hope Ryan Day is on his pace. I hope he's righted the ship. We've got a lot of expectations on him for 2022. He really, like, anything less than a shot at the national championship is going to be considered a failure this year. You know, I don't know if Tressel ever had to deal with anything quite like that outside of just us maniac fans. I mean, this is nationwide. People think Ryan Day, they're going to be number two coming into the season, I would imagine. So it's so crazy. And then Day, like, one of the biggest differences, Day's an X's and O's guys, as to where, you know, Tressel was the leader of the team. You know, he dished out authority and all that, and he had his coordinators. As to where Day is really way more hands-on with his offense and things like that. That might have backfired last year. We don't know what the reasoning was. You know, is he too much time on the offense and he can't help with the defense? Whatever it is. And so that's a huge difference in the two, is that Day's fingerprints are all over his own offense, as to where Tressel kind of rolled with the punches. He led his coordinator. He had totally different teams with Troy Smith, with Terrell Pryor. Like, whatever their talents mandated, that's the kind of offense that Ohio State ran. And another quick thing about Tressel, everybody says everything about Tressel ball, and I've heard it for a long time. In 2010, Ohio State had the 11th highest scoring offense in the country and one of the better defenses. So Tressel ball is not what everybody thinks it was. It wasn't 3 yards in a cloud of dust. What Tressel ball was he would play conservative with a lead, and that's where Tressel ball came from. He wouldn't, as to where Ryan Day will beat you by 60, Tressel would tend not to do that. It was frustrating, but you read the stats off. It really didn't cost us a lot of games. It just cost us a lot of, like, I don't know, maybe years in our life, but not a lot of games.
Imagine dipping your finger into the plastic tub of birthday cake frosting, and then opening your eyes and realizing that was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That is what it is like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built. I just received my birthday cake puffs, and I have never had anything like this before. They're available right now, and we can't promise that they will be there tomorrow. So go get them today at Built.com. And if you haven't tried the puffs, I'll let you in on a little secret. because that's what friends do. A chocolate-covered marshmallow protein bar? Yeah, you heard me. Delicious flavored marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. Make every day your birthday with Built Birthday Cake Puffs. Built has taken the delicious experience of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake, enrobed it in 100% white chocolate, and added sprinkles. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. I think one thing with Trestle that we see is that we're kind of in this period right now with Ryan Day where we're kind of waiting to see how he responds, not just from the national championship loss getting destroyed. I mean, absolutely destroyed by Alabama after the 2020 season, but also how he responds after really having a year where 2020 and 2019 really kind of collapsed and fell into our lap in 2021. We're not planning and preparing for things earlier. We kind of saw the lack of planning, a lack of preparing in certain position groups that kind of fell right into us in 2021. We saw Jim Trestle. Now, he never got back to another national championship after the Florida and LSU losses, but we never saw Ohio State fall. They were still one of those teams. I forget the bowl they went to in 08. 09 season, went to the Rose Bowl, won the Big Ten. I forget who won the Big Ten in 2010, but in the 2010 season, you had Ohio State playing, and Jeff and I talk about this off air, Ohio State played Arkansas in the Sugar Bowl, which was a quote-unquote home game for Arkansas. Now, granted, there are a few hours in between Arkansas and New Orleans, but it's still one of those things there where it's closer for the Razorback fans to get to New Orleans than it is for Ohio State fans to get down to the Bayou. Jim Trestle never, ever, ever, ever really fell off. He was always going to be in a BCS Bowl, potentially national championship. Ryan Day last year is in the Rose Bowl. You want to get away for Jeff and I, because I know Jeff's going to be a fixture on the podcast throughout the season. You want to get one way for Jeff and I to really get upset and voice our opinion and not hold back. We're talking about Ryan Day. Let Ohio State win 10 games this year in the regular season and then not get to one of those New Year's Six Bowls. Buddy, you want to talk about like getting paid $9.5 million a year and getting a contract extension. We might be talking about that buyout because 10 wins, you need a bounce. You didn't bounce back after winning the national championship in a phenomenal way. You had two losses. You need to bounce back this year because if not, that's something Jim Trestle always did was bounce back and stayed at the top. Ryan Day, it's time for you to figure out what's needed for you to stay at the top.
Yeah, and you know that, and that's the difference too. I mean, Trestle, you know, he lost a historic game to Vince Young in 05, you know, at the Shoe, but nobody, like, they played a great game. It came down to, you know, the best team. It took the best team in the country to beat them. They whooped Notre Dame at the end of the year, finished on a high note. You know, Day needs that win. Like, he, you know, he took the Oregon loss last year at home. You can't do that. He lost the unforgivable game up north last year. You can't do that. Like, he's done it. Like, as good as the season was, I think they finished we have such a high note finishing in that Rose Bowl that I think that when you really tear apart the season and look at it, you know, it wasn't perfect. And I agree with you. I don't think it was the response to that loss in the national championship quite like it seems it was. You know, we're giving him a lot of credit for things that we think are going to happen this year, I believe. And, you know, we look at the Michigan State game where they look like the best team in the country. And other than that, you know, the Rose Bowl was what it was. It took everything they could do to pull out a win against Utah. And I guess it all depends on how you feel about Utah. You know, it, like I say, finished season on a high note, but we have such a good taste in our mouth that we're like, ah, great season. But, you know, guys like me and you who live and die by this stuff and watch the replays and stuff every week, there was a, you know, there was four or five games last year that really were questionable. Coming into this season, I'm not as, what do I want to say, is I'm not as optimistic, you know, as far as like we're going to destroy everybody by 50 that maybe everybody else is. But this is what you're talking about. Day can easily prove me wrong on day one. Day one, whip Notre Dame, and let's get this thing rolling.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to get this thing rolling. One thing I think always sticks out, especially when I look at this resume. Now, you can talk about other players. Bobby Carpenter was a phenomenal linebacker, but he is not a consensus All-American. Think about how good the linebacker play was at Ohio State. Marcus Freeman, another one, a really good linebacker, not a consensus All-American. One thing lacking right now, because he's been here for 3 years. The linebacker play at Ohio State had a standard, and it was consistently the standard for quite a while. We have not seen that standard. Outside of Baron Browning and Pete Warner, you really don't have, and those guys are good linebackers. We're talking about a different type of cat. I'm thinking about A.J. Hawk, James Laurinaitis. Think about this, Jeff. From 04 to 08, Ohio State had a consensus All-American. Two guys in that time period. They were consensus All-Americans every year. So, like, A.J. Hawk for 2 years, 04, 05, 06, 07, and 08, Mr. Laurinaitis. We don't see that linebacker play at all. Now, you may say, well, trust the ball's not my thing. Okay, great. Ohio State was still winning. You may say Ryan Day's offense is what I want. Okay, well, there are still some questionable calls and some games that Ohio State should not be winning with that offense. One big difference. I'm not even talking about the type of men these are, family men, leaders, none of that stuff. Tressel put an emphasis at that LB position and kept it high. Ryan Day's emphasis is not on defense.
Yep.
It's been offense, receiver, quarterback. Running back has been good. J.K. Dobbins, Travion Henderson, really good players. You got Trey Sermon and the transfer portal, really good. The one area that's been lacking while Ryan Day has been at Ohio State has been the LB position. Jim Tressel realized this is a physical game, and running is at a premium right now. If I want to win, linebackers have to be phenomenal. One thing lacking at Ohio State right now is the consistency and the elite play at linebacker. Running back play might not be at a premium. Might not be at an all-time high level. But what's the easiest way to slow down a quarterback that's mobile? Have a linebacker that is spying him. The linebacker play is very pivotal and important for a coach. Now, you guys might say, like, you guys are ripping Ryan Day. No, we're comparing two coaches that did a phenomenal job while at Ohio State. Jim Tressel realized that LB position was big for him. Ryan Day is one big hole with Ryan Day is that LB position. There's a hole there, and it needs to change quickly. Because if not, I mean, I mentioned the buyout earlier. Now, that may be after this season or the year after. But you want to win a national championship, you have to have elite, and I mean elite linebackers.
Yeah, we saw that last year. Look at the two teams in the national title game, Georgia and Alabama, two of the best sets of linebackers we've seen. Now, and then I'll counterpoint that, just to be fair to Ryan Day. Jim Tressel or Ryan Day couldn't win a national championship with Craig Krenzel now, the way changed. No. So, you know, that's what I'll say it before all the listeners do. We understand what you're saying. That's what we're doing is comparing the two coaches. Troy Smith was a very good quarterback. I don't think that he can win a Heisman in this day and age, just because the quarterback play is so off the charts now and so important now. So, you know, Tressel also, with the way he ran offense, that wouldn't work now. I mean, not that he couldn't adapt. Pryor was the closest, but even Pryor, like, you know, he's not he's not Justin Fields, he's not Stroud. And so it's one of those, that's, if you could blend the two, you'd have the best team in football history. Now, I don't know, because Tressel drafted quarterbacks based on smart throws, don't lose the game for us. He let Troy Smith go a little bit, and he had some, you know, he had a couple really, really good years there throwing the football and a really good receiving core, but nothing like what Ryan Day puts on the field, which is a must in today's football.
This has been fun, man. We're not done just yet. We got to still answer our questions and discuss who we would prefer to play for, like I mentioned at the top of the show. But I love. I have loved watching Tressel coach. Tressel teams play. I love Ryan Day, and I love what Ryan Day has brought to the table. I don't think there was a comment last year saying that Ryan Day is Larry Coker. I will 100% go against that. If you want to say Ryan Day is a coach, I'm not saying this now. I may say it later on if we get to that point. But I would not say Ryan Day is Larry Coker, because Larry Coker recruiting, he got guys. But it was not the level of recruits that Miami used to get. 90s, 80s, those type of guys.
I'll jump in real quick on Ryan Day. If you give him that 0-2 Miami team.
Oh, my gosh.
He beats the Buckeyes by 70.
Oh, my gosh.
It's any Coker comparisons, like, he would take that team and it would be over. So that's what I say about Ryan Day. Like, thank goodness Ryan Day wasn't coaching Miami January 1st, or I guess it wasn't the first, but in 2003, because no way the Buckeyes are beating that team.
No. Too much talent. You had Hall of Famers, but you had first round talent. I think Bryant McKinney was on that squad. I want to say Jonathan Bilmer was on. Roscoe Parrish was on that squad. Ken Dorsey didn't lose, but he lost to Ohio State.
Yeah,
Greg Olsen. Shockey. It was Shockey.
Yeah, Shockey. My bad.
Sean Taylor. I mean, goodness gracious. Yeah, he was loaded.
So, yeah.
Back to the topic, because Jeff and I could talk about that all day. Jeff, I'm going to go first, discussing who I would prefer to play for and give you a brief explanation why. Because I do believe these two guys in 2022 and then also in 05 or 06, they would be guys, if I was a high school recruit, I would be looking at Tressel in 05 or 06. I'd be looking at Ryan Day right now. Yep. If I am that level of guy that could play at Ohio State, I would look at both of these guys. I'm going with Jim Tressel because, one, he didn't lose a bit. He played in a bowl game every year. You give me the 6-4 record, whatever. That's a mute point to me. He was there. But his longevity, his track record, not only going to one national championship, going to three, and seeing how he was on his way to slowly transforming, because I don't think Tressel in 02, 03 would have gotten a Terrell Pryor type of quarterback to play at Ohio State. But we saw a slow progression, a slow change. I think it was at Florida. Florida lost big time. But we started to see a shifting of Jim Tressel. I like Tressel. I'm always going Tressel. If we tried to play Tressel ball now when he got up, I think I might have a little hesitation there. But I have seen enough from Tressel to say, if I am a recruit, if I'm a player, if I'm a parent trying to help my son pick the right coach to play for, I am going Tressel over Day. It's a small, small gap. If I'm putting Urban Meyer in this mix, Urban Meyer's three. He did phenomenal things at Florida, at Utah, Bowling Green, and Ohio State. But we also know some things, even without social media, some things that happen behind the scenes, the type of recruits. I would probably steer away from Urban Meyer based off what we know now and some things we know previously. But Tressel's my guy, man. I mean, Tressel is my guy. He is the person that helped me fall in love with Ohio State football. Ryan Day is a person I didn't think would take up what Urban Meyer was doing at Ohio State, but he did. I love Ryan Day as a coach, man. I'm not going to – like, you guys think I don't like him. I love Ryan Day as a coach. I'm happy he's at Ohio State. But Tressel's my guy. If I had to pick one coach to play for, I'm going Jim Tressel. Jeff, where you at, man?
So this is too easy for me because I got told Jay.
Oh, real quick. Jeff and I don't share notes, anything before we get on. I literally give Jeff a topic. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I give Jeff a topic. I know what he's going to say. I know what his answer is going to be already. and then we just roll with the show. So you guys think Jeff and I may talk every day of the week? No, we don't. It's really more for show stuff. But no, Jeff and I don't share things, but I know Jeff well enough. I think I know where he's going to go.
Everybody on the planet knows me well enough. Jim Tressel was my favorite football coach of all time. He saved me. I just can't explain the joy that he brought to my life for 10 years. I would absolutely play for Tress just because, and I say this just like Jay did, it has nothing to do with Ryan Day. I love what Ryan Day is doing. I'm glad that he's our coach and all these things. But, man, I want to sit in a meeting room with Tress when he's given one of his – And Tress is just more of my personality. It's intense, but it's not like, it's not jumping out of your pants. It's not the yelling, the screaming. It's the, You know, it's the quiet confidence. His teams, like every time we took the field, you felt like we can win this game. And that was something that, you know, honestly, Cooper just didn't have. Like it just every time we took the field, we're like, no, we can win this. No matter how tight the game got, no matter the situation, we're like, we can win this. I like the way he interacted with these players. I like the way he interacted with his quarterbacks, especially. You know, if you look at what, you know, Terrell Pryor is a great example of what, or even Troy Smith too. I mean, if you look at the backstory of Troy Smith and then what he achieved and what he still is as a person, you know, I give a lot of credit to, you know, Tressel. And, you know, he gets a black spot on his name for the silly tattoo gate thing that we all realize now was crazy, but he's just my type of coach. You know what I mean? He's just one of those guys that looks at you like, and just looks you straight in the eye and says, you can do this. And then when you turn around, you believe you can do it. You didn't have to be screamed at. You didn't have to be slapped on the rear or anything. It was just like, I got you, coach. You know what I mean? He was a good in-game coach. I just really think that I would enjoy playing for a guy like Jim Tressel. Plus, honestly, as I love him as much as I can love any person that I've never met in my life. It was too easy. But, hey, all the support behind Ryan Day and everything he's got, you know, going for, the program is in really good shape right now because of him. And I'm very thankful for that.
This has been a fun show. Anytime you get Jeff on the podcast, it's always fun. I mentioned this earlier in the week, but if you have not listened to the Jay Stevens podcast interview with Ian Eagle, I highly encourage you to do so. Trust me, I don't really pump up a lot of things as much as I should this interview because of who Ian Eagle is and because of how much fun I had on the show. I encourage everyone to catch that interview. Jeff, we're out of time, man. Probably past time. If you could, Jeff, let everyone know where they can follow you on Twitter, all the good stuff going on at the Off the Ball Network as well.
Yeah, you know, if you're not watching and you're listening, you can follow me at, you know, on Twitter at jhunt006. Very interactive on there, and I love you all. And the biggest thing we got going on right now is, you know, I am VP of the Off the Ball Network. Go to the Off the Ball Network podcast. It's on all the podcast platforms. I'm doing a ton of stuff on there. I do a show. I try to do 3, 4, 5 days a week and kind of update you on the biggest stories in sports and start the conversation is what I say. And as always, Jay, it is an absolute blast to be on the show. And this is one of the funnest subjects that I've been asked to do in a long time.
Guys, Jeff will be back soon. I don't know how soon, but I will find the time to get Jeff back on. You know, Jeff, I got to get Ryan Roberts back on because there's a couple things I want to talk to him about. A little comparison between CJ Stroud and Justin Fields, what kind of pro prospects they are. And then is Jackson Smith and Jigba the best wide receiver in the country? Yes, I haven't talked to Ryan about that yet, but Ryan knows I'm planning on hitting him back up as he's a phenomenal NFL scout to come back on the podcast to talk about players that you love. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Football position breakdowns with quarterbacks coming up next Tuesday. It's time for the running backs. We all know about Travion Henderson, Mayan Williams. But will Evan Pryor see the field or should he see the field? We'll discuss that next week. In the meantime, guys, it's Friday. Have a great weekend for myself and Jeff Hunt from the Off the Ball Network. We're out of here. Have a great day. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen every day. Make sure to check out the Locked On NBA Big Board. Host Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter is joined by Richard Stayman, Sam Ferris, and Leif Thulin, giving fans an in-depth look into the NBA draft, mock draft, player rankings, and of course, big boards. It's free and available wherever you get your fine podcast.